Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣的恩典。
And then, thank God that, for His grace.
让今天能够有这个机会来到我们园林教会，跟弟兄姐妹一起来聚会敬拜神。
Tonight I have the opportunity to come to Garden Grove Church to worship God with you.
这次传道是接受连总的差派，要到加拿大多伦多教会去协助圣工。
And I was assigned by the IA to go to Toronto Church to assist the Holy Work there.
是下个礼拜三要到多伦多教会。
It began next Wednesday at Toronto Church.
那提早了一个礼拜来到我们LA 几个教会来访问跟一起来学习。
I came 1 week early to the Los Angeles churches for visitation and also to study Bible with you.
我们这次要用更美的约来做一个题目，
and,
做一个主题。
For my sermons, I would like the main topics of a better covenant.
那里面再分为五个题目，我们来做一个学习。
And from this main topic, I will divide it into five more topics as a mutual encouragement.
我们以律法里面所谈到的几个重要的观念呢，来做比较。
We will use a comparison to study the concepts that were put into the laws.
所以首先来谈到三大节期。
And first, I will look at the three feasts.
第一个就是逾越节。
One is the Passover.
第二个是五旬节。
The second one is Pentecost.
第三是祝棚节。祝棚节。
The Feast of the Tabernacles.
好，那么这三大节是一定要到耶路撒冷去朝见神。
These three feasts, you need to go to Jerusalem to worship God.
而且要带着礼物去敬拜神。
You need to bring gifts.
那我们从这些三大节期的设立，一直到现代在新约教会所带给我们的意义，来做一个学习。
We're going to study the meaning of this feast in the past and also what it means to us in the present for our church.
那我们首先来谈到这个逾越节是怎么开始的。
And first we're going to talk about how Passover started.
就是以色列人他们在埃及住了四百多年。
The Israelites were lived in Egypt for about 400 years.
已经有许多不认识约瑟的法老王起来，所以他们会迫害以色列人。
A lot of the kings of Egypt, the pharaohs, they no longer know Joseph. Therefore, they when they reigned, they oppressed the Israelites.
就叫以色列人做苦工。
And they enslaved them.
所以以色列人就向神呼求。
Therefore, the Israelites cried to God.
那么神都听见了他们的呼求。
And God listened to their cry.
要拯救他们离开埃及。
And God wants to deliver them to leave Egypt.
所以神就拣选了摩西。
And God have chosen Moses.
让他带领以色列人要出埃及。
And lead them out of Egypt.
但是法老王是不愿意的，接受他的要离开埃及的事情。
But the Pharaoh at the time could not accept the fact that the Israelites wanted to leave Egypt.
但是神就借着摩西行了十大神迹。
But God, through Moses, have performed 10 great miracles.
一个比一个更严重。
And one after the other, they become more severe.
一直到第十个神迹。
And at the 10th miracle,
让埃及人的家中的长子跟头胎的牲畜那一天晚上都死掉了。
God have caused all the firstborn of the Egyptian to die in one night.
但是以色列人家中却得到平安。
But yet the family of the Israelites, they have peace.
因为以色列人他们知道要将羔羊的血涂抹在门框门楣上面。
Because they were told to put the blood of the lamb on the post of their door.
所以当天使看见这家的门框门楣上有羊羔的血，他就逾越过去。
So when the angels saw the blood on the frame of the door, they would pass over that house.
啊，所以就没有进去击杀里面的长子跟投胎的牲畜。
They would not go in the house to kill the firstborn.
啊，所以以色列人家中得到的平安。
Therefore, the Israelites' families they had peace.
那埃及人家中就有哀哭的事。
But yet in the Egyptians' family, they were mourning and wailing.
啊，那天晚上，那么就吩咐百姓要将这一天晚上成为逾越节的开始。
And that night, the Lord have commanded the Israelites that this is the beginning of the Passover.
啊，因为那天他们得到平安，而且要赶快离开埃及地。
Because that night they received peace and they were to go out of Egypt immediately.
啊，所以那天晚上他们一定要全家人聚在一起宰杀羔羊。
At that night, the whole family should gather together and they were to slaughter a lamb.
啊，然后还要吃其他的东西。
And to eat some meat.
啊，那么以后的每一年的正月十四号。都要过逾越节。
And in the future, at that certain day, they would have to observe the Passover.
不过这个一月份是犹太宗教历，是大概我们阳历的三四月份左右。
And this Passover falls about March or April of our calendar.
所以我们现在来看这个逾越节那天晚上他们要怎么做呢？
And let us see what they were supposed to do during the Passover.
我们看出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
第六节。
Verse 6.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取一点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃，不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头腿五脏用火烤了吃，不可剩下一点留到早晨。若留到早晨，要用火烧了。你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节啊！在这里就谈到那天晚上他们要吃什么呢？
And verse 6 to 11, the Lord has commanded them, what does the Lord tell them to eat?
他们要宰杀羔羊。
They were to kill the lamb.
然后将羔羊的血涂抹在门框门楣上面。
And they will take some blood and put it on the side and the top of the door frame.
然后要吃无酵饼。
And to eat unleavened bread.
要吃苦菜。
And eat it with bitter herbs.
所以他们那一天晚上要赶快的吃。
And at that night, they need to eat hastily.
因为要赶快离开埃及地。
Because they were to leave Egypt immediately.
那这是逾越节，就这样子成为他们每一年都应该过的节日。
And this is how the Passover become a feast that they need to observe every year.
那这个时候我们要来学习这个逾越节在当时的意义是什么呢？
And let us learn what is the meaning of this Passover for them at the time.
就是我们来看十二章的二十五节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12, verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这礼。你们的儿女问你们说，行这礼是什么意思呢？你们就说。
27.
这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过了以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低头下拜。在这里就说到逾越节是他们以后每一年都要过的节日。
This says that they were to observe the Passover every single year.
那么儿女呢，一定会问。 为什么一要过这个节日啊？
And the children will ask, what does this ceremony mean?
那么就要对这些儿女要有个宗教教育。
And towards the children, they need to have a religious education.
啊，来教导他们过逾越节的意义。
To teach them what is the meaning to observe Passover.
也让他们啊能够纪念这是神的拯救。
And also for them to remember God's deliverance.
啊，就是以色列人在埃及地的时候。
And when the Israelites were in the land of Egypt.
啊，天使击杀埃及人的家。
And the angels come to strike down the Egyptians.
啊，家中的长子跟头胎的牲畜都死掉了。
And all the firstborn of men and livestock, they all died.
啊，但是以色列人家中是得到平安的。
But yet there were peace in among the Israelites.
啊，所以这个羔羊的血是带给他们平安的记号。
Therefore, this blood of the lamb is a token of peace for them.
啊，所以呢，啊，他们每一年都要过这个逾越节。
Therefore, every year they need to observe this feast.
啊，所以我们现在要来学习，啊，到了新约时代，这个逾越节有什么意义？
Now we're gonna learn what is the meaning of Passover for us now in the present.
啊，第一个，我们来看他们是宰杀羔羊。
First, we're gonna see that they slaughtered the lamb.
啊，那羔羊的血涂抹在门框门楣上。
And the blood of the lamb they put on the door frames of the house.
然后他们要吃用火烤的羔羊的肉。
They were to eat the meat that they roasted over the fire.
那这个羔羊是代表什么含义呢？
And what is the meaning of this lamb?
这个到了新约时代就成为预表了主耶稣基督。
And in the New Testament, this lamb represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以呢，我们啊，主耶稣基督也像羔羊一样啊，被宰杀。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ was also slaughtered just like this lamb.
所以他被钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified on the cross.
羔羊的血涂抹在门框门楣上。
And the blood being put on the door frames of the house.
所以主耶稣被钉在十字架上啊，也流出他的宝血。
And when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he also shed his precious blood.
啊，再来，羔羊的肉要用火烤的来吃。
And the meat was to be roasted over fire.
所以主耶稣也是忍受的十字架上的苦，啊，忍受那种痛苦，啊，来完成救恩。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ endured all the sufferings and pain to fulfill salvation.
啊，这个苦难是没有比这个更大的了。
And there's no greater suffering than that.
所以主耶稣都忍受了啊这样的苦难，就好像是用火烤的一样。
And our Lord Jesus Christ endured through all the suffering just like being roasted on the fire.
啊，所以呢，羔羊就是预表的耶稣基督。
Therefore, the lamb represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以施洗约翰在介绍耶稣的时候。
Therefore, when John the Baptist introduced the Lord Jesus Christ,
他就是用这句话啊来代表耶稣基督的救恩。
And he used these words to talk about Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
二十九节。
John chapter 1, verse 29.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1, verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里。就说看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。在这里，施洗约翰就是这样子来介绍耶稣基督。
Here, the John the Baptist introduced Jesus Christ in this way.
他说这是啊羔羊，神的羔羊。
Look, the Lamb of God.
啊，所以主耶稣就是逾越节的羔羊。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of the Passover.
啊，要牺牲他的生命。
He were to give up his life.
啊，流出他的宝血。
To shed his precious blood.
啊，能够像以色列人涂抹在门框门楣上的羔羊血。
And it is just like the blood of the lamb that were put on the doorframe.
让以色列人得到平安。
That brought peace to the Israelites at the time.
所以现在主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
And today the Lord Jesus Christ were crucified on the cross.
啊，成为神跟人之间的中保。
He is the mediator between God and human.
啊，他是义代替我们这些不义的。
He is the righteous one. We're put into the place of all of us who is unrighteous.
他是没有罪的，来代替我们这些有罪的。
He is the He's the innocent who was crucified in place of all us sinners.
啊, 所以我们就得到的救恩,
therefore, we receive salvation.
啊, 所以主耶稣是逾越节的羔羊,
therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of the Passover.
啊, 所以我们今天, 啊, 要来领受主耶稣的救恩,
and today, we will also need to receive God's salvation.
啊, 所以我们要来吃羔羊的肉,
we need to eat the meat of the Lamb.
啊, 当然这又是可以谈到圣餐礼的时候, 我们所领受的肉,
and of course, this we're talking about when the flesh that we receive during the Holy Communion.
啊, 但是这个肉我们要用无酵饼来代表了,
but this flesh, we will use the unleavened bread as a representation.
因为在逾越节那天, 他们还要吃无酵饼,
because at the Passover, the Israelites need to eat bread without yeast.
啊, 为什么要吃无酵饼呢?
And why do they need to eat that?
啊, 有两个原因,
there were two reasons.
第一是那一天晚上他们要赶紧的离开,
the first is because they need to leave in a hurry.
所以来不及等到那个面粉发酵,
and they do not have time to wait for the yeast to work.
啊, 所以要赶快离开, 所以带着无酵饼, 烤好又赶快离开,
therefore they need to make bread without yeast and they need to eat and hurriedly leave.
啊, 第二个原因是, 酵代表了一种罪恶跟邪恶,
and the second meaning is yeast represents sins and wickedness.
啊, 所以要吃无酵饼, 代表圣洁的追求,
therefore to partake the unleavened bread represents pursuing after a holy life.
所以在逾越节过后, 啊, 的七天成为除酵节,
therefore, the 7 days after the Passover is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
啊, 这除酵节要过七天,
and you need to observe this Unleavened Bread.
在七天里面全地不可有任何的面酵,
and in this, during these 7 days, there should be no yeast in the land.
要追求, 啊, 一种圣洁的生活,
that is, represents that we should pursue after a holy life.
啊, 这是, 无酵饼的含义,
and this is the meaning of unleavened bread.
啊, 那么到了新约时代,
and now we are in the New Testament time.
这个无酵饼, 啊, 就是成为主耶稣的肉,
this unleavened bread is the flesh of Christ.
啊, 因为主耶稣, 啊, 在逾越节那天设立的圣餐,
because at on the day of the Passover, the Lord Jesus Christ established the Holy Communion.
他那一天就是拿起了无酵饼,
and that day he took an unleavened bread.
然后对门徒说, 这是我的肉,
and told his disciples, this is my flesh.
你们可以领受去吃,
you should partake it.
啊, 而且我的肉真是可吃的,
my flesh is for you to eat.
啊, 我的, 啊, 血真是可喝的,
and my blood is for you to drink.
啊, 这就是设立圣餐的时候所说的话,
these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ when he establishes the Holy
Communion. 所以主耶稣用这个无酵饼, 啊, 在圣灵的运行, 注谢之后成为他的肉,
therefore, after the Lord Jesus Christ gives thanks, this unleavened bread has become his flesh.
啊, 所以今天我们领受了这个, 啊, 无酵饼, 就是领受主耶稣的肉,
so today when we partake this unleavened bread, we are taking the Lord Jesus Christ's flesh.
当然这就是领受主耶稣的生命,
and this means that we have received the life of Christ.
那有了这个主耶稣的生命, 在末日我们就是可以复活,
when we have the life of Christ, at the end time we will be resurrected.
啊, 复活之后我们要得到永生,
and then we will receive eternal life.
啊, 这是无酵饼成为主耶稣的肉,
and this unleavened bread has become the flesh of Christ.
啊, 再来呢, 为什么要, 啊, 吃无酵, 就我们刚说的要除酵,
and
七天,
as we talk about, after we partake unleavened bread, we need to get rid of the yeast for 7 days.
啊, 所以教会以及我们个人要追求圣洁,
so for the church and for us individuals to pursue after holiness,
啊, 要把这个酵除掉,
we need to get rid of the yeast.
啊, 所以我们来看, 保罗也谈到这个除酵的意义,
and Paul also talked about this meaning of getting rid of the yeast.
啊, 因为这个酵是代表罪恶,
because yeast represents sins.
啊, 所以一定要把这个酵除净,
and we need to get rid of it entirely.
我们看哥林多前书第五章,
let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
第六节,
verse 6,
哥林多前书第五章第六节,
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6,
你们这自夸是不好的, 岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗? 你们既是无酵的面, 应当把旧酵除净, 好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。在这里保罗就谈到无酵饼的含义。
Here in verse 6 up to verse 8, Paul had talked about the meaning of unleavened bread.
就是要把旧酵除尽。
That is to get rid of the old yeast.
要把恶毒邪恶的酵除尽。
And to get rid of the yeast of malice and wickedness.
那成为新团。
And we become the new batch of dough.
就成为无酵饼。
And we become unleavened bread.
这就是追求圣洁的生活。
That is to pursue after a holy life.
所以个人要追求圣洁。
Therefore, every one of us needs to pursue after holiness.
我们的教会要追求圣洁。
The church has to pursue after holiness.
因为非圣洁，没有人能够见主。
Because unless you are holy, no one can see God.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
我们如果有了罪恶，就是污秽肮脏。
If we have a little sin in us, we are dirty.
我们就没有资格能够进入天国与神同住。
And we are no longer qualified to get into heaven to live with God.
所以我们要除酵。
Therefore, we need to get rid of the yeast.
这就是这个无酵饼的含义。
This is the meaning of unleavened bread.
接着我们刚又说，他们要吃苦菜。
And moreover, it mentioned that they need to eat bitter herbs.
这个吃苦菜就是一种苦难的一种怀的一种纪念。
And to eat bitter herbs is to remember the sufferings and the pain they went through.
要纪念他们过去住在埃及地所受的苦害。
To remember all the sufferings, the bitterness that they have in the land of Egypt.
是得到神的恩典才能够离开埃及这受害的地方。
And that they were only able to leave this land of suffering because of the grace of God.
所以他们每一年的逾越节要吃苦菜。
Therefore, every Passover they need to eat bitter herbs.
来纪念他们这种恩典。
And to remember God's grace.
所以今天我们也要常常数算主的恩典。
Today, in the same token, we need to also count our blessings from God.
就好像我们信主以前是在苦难的世界里面。
Just as before we believe in Christ, we live in the land of suffering.
是在魔鬼的辖制之下。
We were under the control of Satan.
那是痛苦悲哀的生活。
Our life is miserable and were full of suffering.
所以我们得到主的拯救之后。
Therefore, after we were saved,
我们已经迁移到光明的国度里面。
We were into this kingdom of light.
所以才能够享受甜蜜的生活。
Therefore, we were able to live this sweet.
但是我们仍然不可忘记过去那种苦难的经验。
We were able to live a good life, but yet we should not forget about our experience while we were still suffering.
就像以色列人要吃苦菜来纪念他们过去在埃及地所受的苦害。
Just as the Israelites, they need to eat bitter herbs to remember the sufferings they had in Egypt.
有了这样的一个纪念他们才会保守自己的信仰。
Only with in remembering God's grace, they can keep their faith.
才会谨慎自守。
And they will be watchful and guard themselves.
而不至于去做得罪神的事情。
And they would not do things that would sin against God.
这是感恩图报。
And they would know how to repay God's love and to
have a heart of thanksgiving. 所以他们要吃苦菜
Therefore, they need to eat bitter herbs.
所以今天我们要常常来怀念主的恩典了。
So today we need to count God's blessings often.
这是逾越节他们要吃的东西所代表的属灵的含义。
And these are the meanings of the spiritual meanings between the things that the Israelites need to eat during Passover.
那么逾越节除了这样吃这些东西以外。
And during Passover, aside from eating all these things,
他们还要带着礼物到耶路撒冷来朝见神。
They were also to bring gifts to Jerusalem to see God.
所以今天我们属灵的逾越节。
Therefore, today when we observe the spiritual Passover,
我们也要带着礼物来朝见神。
We also need to bring gifts to worship God.
我们看生命记十六章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
十六节。
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16.
生命记十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16.
你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节就是五旬节 祝棚节一年三次，在耶和华你神所拣选的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。个人要按自己的力量，照耶和华你神所赐的福分奉献礼物。在这里就谈到一年有三大节日。
Here it says three times a year they have three great feasts.
啊，要到耶路撒冷来朝见神，就是神所拣选的地方。
They were to come to Jerusalem, the place God chose to worship God.
但是不可空手朝见。
Yet no man should appear before the Lord empty-handed.
啊，要按照自己的力量来奉献礼物。
Each must bring a gift in proportion to the way God has blessed them.
啊，这就是朝见神啊的准备。
This is to the preparation before they actually went to see God.
所以我们今天啊也要啊有这样的一个啊心智要来朝见神。
Today we also need to have the same mindset that we want to come and see God face to face.
所以我们为什么要常常参加聚会？
That is why we have to attend service often.
今天的逾越节已经不是一年一天而已啊。
Because the Passover today is not only for one day in a year.
啊，而是在我们常常的聚会，就好像在过逾越节一样。
But yet every single time we have service, that is the same as we are observing the Passover.
可能又是我们礼拜一的聚会，可能是礼拜五的聚会。
Maybe we come to worship Monday night or Friday night.
啊，也是安息日的聚会。
Or the Sabbath service.
只要是我们要来到会堂，要来聚会敬拜神，就好像在过逾越节一样。
As long as we come in the chapel to worship God, this is like observing the Passover.
当然，我们就不可以空手朝见。
Of course, we cannot come empty-handed.
当然，我们要来想念逾越节所带给我们属灵的教训。
But we need to remember the spiritual meaning behind the teaching of the Passover.
然后才能够有所检讨跟反省。
Then we should examine ourselves and have some reflections upon.
我们有没有像逾越节所吃的这些东西啊的那种属灵的啊一个效果
？Do we have after we partaking the things that the Israelite takes during Passover? Do we have all the things that we need to watch out for?
啊，所以在我们每一次聚会就是在朝见神。
Because every time we come to service, we come to see God face to face.
我们是谨慎脚步来到神面前。
And we were to speed up our feet and to come in front of God.
啊，所以刚刚有讲的啊，要宰杀羔羊啊，以及要吃无酵饼，要吃苦菜等等这些事情。
Just as what we mentioned before, we need to take unleavened bread and we need to take the bitter herbs and all those things that we mentioned.
啊，而且还要来啊奉献礼物。
We need to bring gifts.
啊，这是我们平常聚会就可以做的事情。
These are all the things that we need to do in our regular attendance to the services.
啊，那么当然，我们如果啊再更严肃，那来啊谈到逾越节在现在教会里面的啊的一种应验。
And if we were to look deeper into the meaning of the Passover in the present time for our church.
啊，也可以是说我们今天啊的灵恩布道会。
And we can say that the Passover is just like our spiritual convocation today.
感谢主，我们在这个月的27号到10月1号是我们的灵恩布道会。
Thank God that September 27 to October 1st is our spiritual convocation.
啊，所以我们要不断的为这件事工来加强祷告。
We need to pray harder for this holy event.
而在灵恩布道会，也就好像我们在过逾越节一样。
During the spiritual convocation, it's just like when we were observing or remembering the Passover.
啊，因为有主耶稣这个神的羔羊牺牲他的生命。
Because the Lamb of God have gave up His life.
我们要吃无酵饼。
We need to also partake the unleavened bread.
而且在啊逾越节，他们也吃葡萄汁，也喝了葡萄汁。
And they will also have grape juice.
啊，所以呢，主耶稣才在逾越节设立圣餐。
And the Lord Jesus Christ established the Holy Communion during the Passover.
所以我们在逾越节啊，现代的逾越节就是灵恩布道会，我们也领受圣餐。
Therefore, during the spiritual convocation, which is the Passover in the present day, we receive the Holy Communion.
我们也有举行圣礼。
We also perform sacraments.
就是我们有为新慕道朋友来 来施行禁礼。
And also we have the sacraments for our spiritual feast towards our friends or truth seekers.
啊，这个洗礼呢，就是要洗去他们的罪。
And we will perform baptisms to those to wash away the sins.
而这个洗礼就是因为耶稣被钉在十字架上，打破身体所完成的救恩。
And the baptism is the result of the Lord Jesus Christ broken his body on the cross to fulfill the salvation.
啊，所以啊，我们在灵恩布道会有洗礼这个圣礼。
Therefore, during spiritual convocation, we have the ceremony of the baptism.
那我们也有圣餐礼这个圣礼。
We also have the sacrament of Holy Communion.
啊，这些都是为了啊，要让我们来领受主耶稣的生命。
All of this is for us to receive the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们啊，在灵恩布道会要有这样的准备。
Therefore, in order for us to observe the spiritual convocation, we need to have this.Kind of preparation.
啊，我们在灵恩布道会有很多啊可以得到的功效。
And we can receive a lot from the spiritual convocation.
啊，就是我们的灵性得到的啊一种奋兴。
Our spiritual life was renewed.
我们平常的生活也许比较啊平凡啊单调。
And our life might be a little routine or mundane.
啊，但是在灵恩布道会的时候，我们的灵性得到了一种激励。
But yet during the spiritual convocation, our spiritual life was revived.
我们越能够用谨慎的心来做准备。
And we need to have preparation in and have a pure heart.
我们越能够在灵恩布道会来得到。这种逾越节的功效。
And if we were able to do that, then we will receive blessings just as the Passover.
啊，所以我们说这个现代的逾越节就好像是灵恩布道会一样。
Therefore, we can say that spiritual convocation is just like the Passover in the present day.
因为里面所谈的几个项目都可以在灵恩布道会里面体验得到。
Because the things that we talk about, we can experience it during spiritual convocation.
而且让我们得到灵性的造就。
And we were also edified in our spiritual life.
啊，这是现代的逾越节。
And this is the present time of Passover.
那么更重要的是，我们要来追求教会的成长。
And the most important thing is for us to pursue after the growth of the church.
因为逾越节是要离开埃及。
Because the Passover is to remember The Israelites leaving Egypt.
啊，我们今天的教会也是要离开这个罪恶的世界。
Today, our church, we need as a church, we also need to leave the sinful world.
以色列人要目标是迦南美地。
The Israelites were, their destination was the promised land, the land of Canaan.
那是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the land of milk and honey.
所以今天我们的教会离开罪恶的世界之后
，And today, after our church departed from the sinful world,
我们就象征那天国。永远的安息。
We will move towards the heavenly kingdom, the eternal rest.
所以我们的心智是向着属灵的目标在前进。
Therefore, our mind and our thought have to be put towards the spiritual life, and we should press towards that goal.
而不会把我们的心留在这个世界被污秽了。
And we should not leave our heart into this world and be corrupted by it.
啊，所以在逾越节也是让我们再次提醒自己的灵性。
Therefore, during the Passover, it's also the time for us to remind ourselves of our faith.
我们现在的生活怎么了呢？
What kind of life do we lead in our life today?
我们现在的追求的目标是什么呢？
What are the things that we pursue after?
我们在乎的是什么事情呢？
What are the things that we care about?
我们到底得到的价值是什么呢？
And what are the values that we put our mind into?
这就是我们在现代的逾越节，就是灵恩布道会。所要去追求的。
And all these things is the things that we should think about and we should pursue after during spiritual convocation.
所以主耶稣在逾越节设立的圣餐。
And the Lord Jesus Christ established the Holy Communion during the Passover.
就是让我们要把逾越节跟现在的灵恩布道会可以结合在一起。
That is for us to put together the Passover and our spiritual convocation today.
我们也真的常常在认罪悔改。
And we should also often repented and admitted our sin.
就像他们要除酵七天一样,
just as the Israelites, they have to get rid of the yeast for 7 days.
当然他们要吃无酵饼,
of course, they need to partake the unleavened bread.
这就是我们今天要得到的灵粮。
And that is represents the spiritual food that we need to receive today.
除了有这种罪的去除、救效除尽的意义以外,
and aside from the meaning of getting rid of sin, there's also another meaning to getting rid of the yeast.
也可以代表了今天我们要得到属灵的粮食。
And that is to also represents that we have partake the spiritual food.
所以带着无酵饼离开埃及地。
And the Israelites, they bring the unleavened bread and they leave the land of Egypt.
我们也要带着属灵的粮食离开这个罪恶的世界。
Today, we also need to take the spiritual food and we need to leave this world.
当然他们后来在旷野漂流的40年。
And of course, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
这本不是神的本意啦。
But this was not the original plan of God.
而是因为他们没有信心。 听了那十个探子所报的恶消息,
but that was because the Israelites did not have faith. They listened to the bad news that were brought by the 10 spies.
只有约书亚跟加勒报告有信心的好消息,
only Joshua and Caleb bring good news.
但是百姓却不相信他们的话,
but the people did not believe their words.
所以神就让他们在 在旷野又漂流了40年。
Therefore, God had left them wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
最后才进入迦南地。
And at the end, they entered into the land of
Canaan. 所以今天我们在过逾越节，现代的逾越节。
And today, as we observing the present time of Passover,
可以是平常的聚会。
It could be our daily worship.
也更可以是灵恩布道会。
Moreover, it could be the spiritual convocation.
我们 可以不要再过旷野的生活了。
We could no longer live the life in the wilderness.
我们要进入那迦南美地。
We need to go into the beautiful land of Canaan.
所以在逾越节我们要思想自己的信仰层次。
Therefore, during this Passover, we need to think about and ponder about our faith and our spirituality.
我们有没有真的让这个逾越节 的属灵的功效都得到的发挥。
And have we really put the meaning of the spiritual meaning of the Passover to the best that we can?
所以我们今天来思考这件事情。
Tonight, therefore today we need to ponder upon.
这完全是主耶稣所开创的一条又新又活的道路。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ had opened up a new and a new way for us.
因为有主耶稣，所以才有这个圣餐。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Communion.
因为有主耶稣，才有这样的一个拯救。
Because of Lord Jesus Christ, we have a salvation today.
还有这羔羊的血来替我们流出来。
And we have the precious blood of the Lamb that was shed for us.
才能够使以色列人家中得到平安。
And it hath caused the Israelites to have peace in their family.
所以今天我们才能够借着耶稣的救恩, 也得到了平安。
And on the same token today, through the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ, we also receive peace.
这都是我们现在要思想追念的逾越现代逾越节。
These are the things that we need to pursue after for when we observe this the present time of Passover.
这就是主耶稣将逾越节来 成为属灵的一个应验。
And this is how our Lord Jesus Christ have put this Passover into the spiritual meaning.
那我们明天继续再来学习五旬节跟祝棚节的历史如何。
And tomorrow we're going to continue to study the Pentecost, the day of the Pentecost, and the feast of the Tabernacle.
他们过去的历史以及现在属灵的应验。 是什么呢?
The past history and what is the meaning of them for us today?
那我们能够明白这一切都要靠着耶稣基督才能够成全的。
So we all need to know that all these things can be fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们今天的学习就先到这里。
And this will end our study tonight.
求主耶稣纪念大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ remember you all.
我们来做这样的一个学习。
And we have a mutual sharing and encouragement.
成为我们灵性上成长的动力。
And may it become the motivation for the growth of our spirituality.
这些道理并不是只是知识，要让我们知道而已。
All these teachings are not just knowledge, so that we know about it.
而且是要让我们实行在生活上的。
But these are the teachings that we need to put in our daily life.
而且这甚至是我们现代的逾越节。
And these things are what represents our present Passover.
我们请唱诗240首。
Let's sing hymn